Now, today's top federal headlines. No pay raise for the military. The president has vetoed the 2016 NDAA bill, which included the 1.3% raise, as well as an overhaul of the military retirement system. He's urging Congress to try again, though congressional Republicans are vowing to muster up support to override the veto. The Department of Homeland Security is urging the Senate to pass cybersecurity information sharing legislation. The bill would make it easier for industry and government to share information on cyber threats. Opponents worry about privacy rights, though. The vote is scheduled for October 27th. After growing demand from agencies, the Office of Management and Budget is launching a new approach to managing federal shared services. The OMB created a new oversight committee, which will address long-term budget planning, along with an implementation board, which will put those strategies in motion. Pentagon leaders give the Navy the go-ahead on a major program to modernize the IT systems aborted ships. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The Navy's Consolidated Afloat Networks and Enterprise Services Program has been in the works for several years now, but it's now gotten the Defense Department's official blessing for full deployment aboard 180 ships, ranging from destroyers to aircraft carriers and smaller littoral combat ships. CANES is the Navy's plan to make its tactical IT systems much more uniform across its fleet, including the ability to swap in new pieces of commercial IT as they come into the market. It's been installed on 25 ships so far. There are 153 more to do between now and 2025. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
Three senators, including John McCain, are criticizing DOD's decision to put the University of Phoenix on probation from their tuition assistance program for active duty military personnel. They say the decision was based on vague technical violations that the school has already corrected or vowed to improve on. As the economy improves, federal pay for jobs in areas with unique economic situations has become an issue. That was the subject of a hearing with a Senate Subcommittee on Regulatory Affairs and Federal Management yesterday. Personnel managers from OPM, the Air Force, and Customs and Border Protection all testified, citing issues with retaining employees while certain living costs are on the rise. The Justice Department gave bonuses to managers who should not have gotten them. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
The awards range from $1,000 to $5,000. According to the Justice Inspector General, they went to 10 DEA employees who'd been disciplined for sexual or other misconduct. But agency policy says no promotions or bonuses within 3 years of significant misconduct. One executive got $5,000 after having sworn at people, thrown things, and invited others to watch pornography. I'm Tom Temin.
Agencies are getting some much-needed training. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT Special Report.
The U.S. Digital Services Office and the Office of Federal Procurement Policy chose the ICF ASI government team to provide digital services training to federal employees. USDS and OFPP held a challenge over the summer, narrowed down the finalists to three companies, and picked the ICF ASI government team as the winner. The joint venture receives $250,000 to expand the program that includes customized learning paths and a live digital assignment. I'm Jason Miller.
And a new GAO report says agencies can save more money through streamlining acquisitions of IT services. It examined DOD, DHS, and NASA, finding that most of these agencies' efforts to strategically source IT services have not followed leading commercial practices, resulting in missed opportunities. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.